Welcome to Primetime, bitch, and welcome back to another episode of Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined by producer Todd.
What's up?
And once again, we are here with some Freddy's Nightmares episodes for you tonight. If you're following along with us, you know we're in season two, and tonight we will be covering episode 13 and 14. So we'll get right into it with episode 13. What you don't know can kill you. And in this one, a colleague warns an unscrupulous hypotherapist, and then plastic surgery turns a fugitive into a double for a hitman. All right, so I definitely did like the first half of this episode, the really sleazeball hypnotist and the shit that
hypnotherapist.
Yeah.
There we go.
and the shit that he was doing with his patients was definitely pretty fucked up. And
I saw nothing wrong.
I'm sure he was just showing them a good time, trying to help them out.
Right. Good time.
But yeah. And that part was a lot of fun. Like that one nightmare he has where the victim is threatening to cut his cock off with a hedge clipper. That was pretty funny stuff. And this one was actually like, as far as like the comedic stuff, the first half worked pretty well. I also liked Freddy hypnotizing the audience and, you know, his little segment. That was just a lot of fun. And the way, the doctor ends up hypnotizing that dude that wants to quit smoking to commit a murder for him. I mean, that was honestly pretty fucking awesome. My biggest issue with this episode is the second half, the whole plastic surgery, weird, you know, face off thing going on. It just didn't work for me. I don't know what it is, but we have a lot of like mob-centered episodes in this season, especially.
It was big in the late 80s, I guess. And
not a single one of them, though, works well. Like, they're all, like, just super fucking shitty every time it involves, like, you know, that type of story. And this wasn't really any different. But I'll say this is definitely an episode to check out for because of the first half. I think the first half is really well done, but then it kind of goes off the rails and all over the place by the end. And this is another one too, where it's two separate stories, but it kind of isn't. They flow pretty much together. So that may have hurt some of my enjoyment too, because I felt like took away from the good stuff. You couldn't
separate them.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But what about you? I know you love the first fucking half.
I did, and I like the dumbness of the second half. It was purely that era's syndicated television. Is it very good? No. But did I enjoy it? I did. And that's what's going to happen on a lot of this show in general, where I know there's some really good ones, I know there's some really bad ones, and then there's some really bad ones I like even though they're bad. So this one definitely falls into that one for the second half, because you're right. If this would have had a stronger second half, I think this could be a contender for one of the better episodes in that top 10. But without it, it kind of just falls flat. But if you like dumb, the second half will deliver that.
Just anytime you have that scenario where somebody's getting like somebody else's face, you know, surgically put on or make their face look like somebody else, and then they end up having like a doppelganger. Like, I don't know what it is about that, but it's just never worked well for me. Especially because like, if you've ever seen like actual people that have tried to get plastic surgery to look like other people, those motherfuckers look nothing like them. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the people that like have tried to make themselves look like Elvis and shit, but it can get pretty horrific. More horrific than I think anything that we got in this episode. But all right, so why don't we rate this one, then move on to episode 14. So for What You Don't Know Can Kill You, I give this one, I was tossed up between a 2.5 and a 3, but I think because of how strong the first half of the episode is, 3 out of 5 is respectable.
Yeah, I'm surprised you went that high, actually, but I guess that strength of the first half really brought it. I'm a 3.5. And I did mention earlier, Ken Wiederhorn directed this one, who's done quite a few episodes so far, but, you know, most known for Return of the Living Dead Part 2, Shockwaves, and Dark Tower. But yeah, I don't, he probably has the number for the most episodes of the series. But yeah, I'm a 3.5.
All right. Yeah. Like 2.5 would probably be more like closer to what I would give it if I just didn't have so much fun with the whole hypnotist and the fact that he's using his patients to commit murders and use them as fuck toys. I mean, what's not to love about that?
Oh, yeah, he's directed 7 episodes, so I think
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We still have more coming from him.
All right. Well, now we'll move on to episode 14 of season 2, Easy Come, Easy Go. And in this one, a murderer blackmailed into marriage later learns a secret during a sister's visit. Okay, so I did like that this was a sequel to one of the episodes we got earlier on the season. Lucky Stiff is actually, it continues on to that story with the girl who murdered her two husbands. And at the end of that episode, it shows that the guy working at the cemetery is actually in love with her, and he's blackmailing her into marrying him and being with him. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, I got to say, the murdering, you know, wife hell-bent on getting revenge on, you know, Eugene for taking advantage of her and, you know, blackmailing her into the marriage, that was a pretty solid concept. I also just like the whole thing where her ex-husband that's dead, who's in her fucking basement sitting in the freezer, his brother ends up coming to visit. And then she ends up in an affair with him. Why, you know, he's sitting there nice and frosty down next to the fucking frozen hamburgers and shit. that was a lot of fun. And I also liked how she's kind of persuading him to kill, you know, her husband that she has now. And he's having these nightmares of, you know, just like killing him with a pickaxe and all this other cool shit. Also, in one of those dream sequences, that pickaxe kill that we got actually was really good. Surprisingly, really bloody too. This was a pretty bloody episode, which was shocking. This is another one though where that second half just, oh, it ruined the fucking whole episode for me. Actually, probably more so with this one than the last episode. Because I did have a really good time with that first half, but then the second, it felt like kind of all over the place. We had like, you know, 3 or 4 different characters that didn't really feel like they needed to be introduced into the story that were introduced. I just didn't like the direction it took in comparison to, you know, what was going on the first half. I thought the stuff, you know, going on with her dead husband's brother was just way more interesting. And then you kind of just, I don't know, everything else just felt thrown together in that second half. Another one where like I kind of wish it wasn't a continuation of the same story, because I think the first half would have actually sat better just by itself, like the previous episode we just talked about. So but overall, you know, it's not terrible. I didn't absolutely hate it, but not one of my favorites. And I really wish that the second half was stronger, because it kind of ruined the story for me.
You know, it's funny because it sounds like a broken record with if only the second half was better, which seems like a lot of them have suffered from that.
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah. And this is another one. I agree with everything you said. I still like it, even though the second half is dumb and all over the place, but not as much as I did the last one. The first half's really strong, but yeah, this one kind of falls apart, but not enough for me not to enjoy just for what it was. This one was another one directed by William Malone. This is his 3rd episode, most famous for House on Haunted Hill, the remake, and Fear.com. I'd probably be as
yeah, that shitty Masters of Horror episode
and the shitty mask. I was trying to leave that one out. Let's give him a couple good ones. But this one's also noticeable for having 80s staple, 90s director video staple, Wings Hauser and Mary Crosby. So those were some pretty bigger names for this era, for Freddy's Nightmares. Maybe on Love Boat, but
yeah. Well, I'm sure people will have some nostalgia for that, you know, just for the actors alone. But yeah, and you said Mary Crosby. Yeah, she's actually pretty good. Like, I did like her a lot in the first episode of this story as well. But overall, like, I wish I could. I my rating's going to be a little bit low. I wish I could give it, you know, higher. It's just that continuation. Maybe if we would have ventured off into a different character and we weren't just, you know, still with the wife and following her around with everything, I could have liked it more. But for me, this is a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm not far off. I'm a 3. I mean, I did like it. That first half is strong enough because we've had some dogs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, I like in comparison to other ones, it's not bad, but for me, I still can't give it above average. But all right, so that's it for this week's episode. So make sure you check out all the previous episodes. We already covered everything from season one, and we're making our way down season two. We're almost to the end of this thing, and then we'll be having a big old end of, you know, season finale Freddy's Nightmares thing where we're going to rank stuff, talk some Nightmare on Elm Street merch. So stay tuned for that stuff. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures starts at just $1, and you get exclusive early and uncensored content. Also, you get the post shows, which is a new thing that we've been doing. So every Wednesday after our typical live show, we'll come on the post show, and things get pretty fucking wild there, so you're going to want to check it out. And it just starts at $1, so well worth your buck for the entertainment that you will have with that type of shit. Also, all our other social medias, links are in the description. And, yeah, I think I covered everything. So, sweet dreams, motherfuckers.